So post-op, she just got trastuzumab alone?
She got trastuzumab alone along with concurrent chest wall radiation. And, you know, you're always tempted when you get these neoadjuvant cases that don't have path CRs, you know, whether or not to give additional cytotoxic later on. In the absence of data, it's hard to recommend that, though emotionally, I think we all want to believe that will help. So we wound up not giving her any additional cytotoxic therapy and just gave her trastuzumab concurrently with the postoperative radiation.
Have you ever done that with any of the patients that you added in treatment afterwards?
Sure, we have. I mean, you know, sometimes we'll give 3 more months of CMF or give 12 weeks of navalbine or give 3 months of Xeloda. You know, you don't know what to do with these cases that have, you know, some of the cases that I'm referring to still have literally bulk disease despite induction cytotoxic therapy and surgery. And in those cases, you just know that they're going to have a local recurrence. And if anything, maybe you're at least delaying that recurrence with some additional chemo. But there's no data to support that whatsoever. And off protocol and probably in any other setting, I wouldn't recommend it. But we have done it, rightly or wrongly.
I wonder if 5 years from now, we're going to be tossing it at either lapatinib, bevacizumab, or both.
In 5 years, probably not, because the proposed adjuvant lapatinib study is such a large study that I doubt we'll have efficacy data mature by then. I hope I'm wrong. I hope it accrues overnight and we'll have follow-up data sooner than later. But eventually, absolutely, I agree. Maybe beyond 5 years, I think we will have data that could well support the addition of small molecule HER2 tyrosine kinase inhibitors like lapatinib, perhaps even along with Herceptin or following Herceptin as standard adjuvant therapy for HER2 amplified disease.
How about Bev?
Bevacizumab as well. There are discussions between the NSABP and the BCRG surrounding clinical protocol concepts for studying bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting, both in HER2-negative and in HER2-positive patients. And in the HER2-positive patients, it's looking at it in combination with trastuzumab.